Blog Talk Radio.
Brilliant Ideas Radio. Yeah. What time is it? It's time for Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Idea Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. And it's also about having fun with your friends. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. If you would like to join in on the fun, call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, that number is 714-242-5272. You can also follow Brilliant Ideas on Facebook and Twitter. Brilliant Ideas Radio. Food, friends, and much, much more. And now, here's the man with the master plan.
Good morning, everyone out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is the Brilliant Ideas Radio Show. This is your humble host, Brilliant Ideas, bringing you another show on a Saturday morning, and we're just having all kinds of fun, as usual. My sidekick, Mr. Crispy Critter, Mr. Krispy Kreme, hasn't shown up this morning, so he was out late last night. I don't know if he won the lottery. He said he didn't, but maybe he was fooling me. So I'm going to fly blindly again by myself here this morning until he decides to wake up, show up. But we want to welcome everybody to our show. We like to thank everybody for your support. We had another great month. Our month of March was better than the month before. So each month we keep growing little by little. We're creeping up on the big numbers, and those other food shows, we're creeping up on them, trying to get number one. Last night we had an interesting show. We were supposed to have a guest on who was a country music singer, and he didn't show up last night, so you had to listen to me and Crispy carry the show, basically carry it over Cliff with our ad-libs for 45 minutes. But as they say, the show must go on, and we don't know what happened to our guest. I think what I'm going to start doing is in the future, maybe what we'll do is just like they do when you go to the dentist or the doctor's office, if you don't show up for your appointment, I think we'll charge maybe $10 a minute. So if you've got a 40-minute segment, $400, maybe that'll make them show up. Don't know if I send the bill, they'll pay it, but hey, it's an idea. This week we have a really good show planned. We've got several guests that if they decide to call in, they should be a pretty good show. It's been up and down each week. And I guess last night, since I was mentioning that a minute ago, if you didn't get a chance to listen to it, we had all kinds of crazy stuff going on last night. We had a grandpa calling in from Boston. We had the most uninteresting man in the world called in. He sort of sounded like Count Chocula, but the most uninteresting man in the world called in. We talked about hookers, condoms, sauces, music, lotteries. Gosh, it just went on and on. We talked about sports coats in the washing machine. We talked about drunks. So if you didn't listen, you missed a good one. But it's a typical grills gone wild night where we never know what's going to happen next. And obviously, when we don't have a guest show up, you don't know what's going to happen next. Also, we'd like to thank our sponsor, High Roller Spirits. High Roller Spirits has been our sponsor now for about 5 weeks. And if you have not checked out their products, do check them out. They've got a sweet potato vodka that's unbelievable. If you've never had, well, most people probably haven't ever had a sweet potato vodka. It's very unique. It's a vodka that it's very smooth, and it's won quite a bit of awards. And I think you should check out High Roller Spirits and check out their product. And I'll play one of their ads here for you. But yeah, please go to their website and buy some of their products.
High Roller Vodka is the world's first and only premium vodka made from sweet potatoes. In 2011, High Roller Vodka won the Double Gold San Francisco World Spirits Competition. High Roller Vodka is made with carefully selected California-grown sweet potatoes distilled by hand in a process which creates a sophisticated, unique, elegant, smooth vodka. Life's a gamble. Your vodka shouldn't be. For more information, check out www.highrollerspirits.com.
Yes, do check out highrollerspirits.com and check out that sweet potato vodka. I think you'll like it, and help out our sponsor. And by the way, too, if you have an iPhone, Android, et cetera, go to our Facebook page. That's the Grillion Ideas Radio Facebook page. And it's a pretty cool app there where you can download our shows each week, and it also will give you a schedule, give you a schedule on the upcoming shows, some of the guests that are coming up, and Crispy has actually posted something there on our Facebook page, Grillion Ideas Radio, where you can find out how to download, and you know, that way you can just, it's always on your phone. All you do is click on a Saturday morning or a Friday night and go straight to the show, and it's what better things to do than to listen to Grillion Ideas Radio. We're always talking about food, crazy stuff. Matter of fact, today on our show, we are going to be talking with everyone probably knows her from Facebook, but if you don't, Sandy Ward, who is the food stalker, and we'll be talking about her blog and some of her crazy adventures out there in the food world. And then we also have on today's show, everybody hang tight too today, because we've got Warren Bobro, and I hope I'm saying his last name correctly, but Warren is a bona fide mixologist, and he's an editor of Food, Wine, and Cocktail Culture in New Jersey, and he's going to come on and, I guess, stir some things up with us and talk about mixology and the different things you can do with drinks. And he's a very interesting guy, and things that you want to hang tight to listen about how to make drinks and also do it in an easy way. And then we've got later today a guest singer-songwriter named Larry Vaden. Larry is kind of got a unique sound, and as Larry puts it, his songs comes from the soul and the heart. And I think you will enjoy Larry and his songs. And last but not least, we're going to have Michelle Gill. Michelle Gill is a person who has been doing charitable work pretty much all of her life, and she's really dedicated to some of her charities. And she's going to be coming on later on this show today to tell us more about her charitable organizations and how foodies may be able to help her out on some of her charitable deals she's got going on. So that's the lineup for today. We will be moving along forward here shortly once we our first guest calls in. And speaking of the first guest, I guess we were just talking about Sandy Ward and her food blog, The Food Stalker, and I was trying to figure out, she may be doing this more often as a segment. I was trying to come up with an intro for Sandy, and I think I picked the perfect one for Sandy. For those who may know Sandy, she's an interesting lady, but I think this ZZ Top song probably pretty much nails the best way to say put Sandy on the board here, and this is, I'll use this as her intro in the future, but check it out. Then we'll be back in about 4 minutes with Sandy Ward, and as also known as the Food Stalker. We'll be right back. There you go. That's the perfect intro, I think, for our first guest, the Food Stalker. Good morning, Sandy. Are you there?
Good morning. You've got one Food Stalker on the line on this Saturday morning.
Welcome to the show. Welcome. We appreciate you coming on. I lost my sidekick today. So once again, I have to carry the show all by myself, and I was hoping, I said, oh my God, I hope my first guest shows up, because I don't know what I'm going to talk about for the next 20 minutes.
Honey, I'll be your sidekick for the next 20 minutes. We're in good shape.
All right. Well,
I listened to your show. I listened to your show last night, and it was great, and I heard all about this magic barbecue boozer sauce.
And I thought to myself,
gee, I need to come up with some kind of stalker sauce, maybe, huh?
Hey, we can probably figure something out for you. If it was a stalker sauce, it'd have to be something hot, though, I guess, right?
Exactly. Right, for some wings, for some chicken. I'm going to get on that now. You have my wheels turning this morning.
Well, you can give me a call. We might be able to set you up. You know, our barbecue boozer sauce, we've been working on it for quite a while, and it's finally going to be hitting the market soon. So, yeah, if you want a stalker sauce, we'll have to talk off air and see if we can help you out to develop some kind of hot wing sauce for the stalker.
Sounds great. So, well, thanks for having me on the show this morning, and I would like to give a shout-out and a thanks to Sunbless Orchards, because if it weren't for them, I wouldn't have found you, and so I'd like to give them a shout-out and say thanks.
Well, most people don't thank her. They scream at her for introducing us to them, but...
No, I'm very appreciative.
Yes, Carol's a great person. She's been a big help to the show. She's behind the scenes, always trying to find guests and communicating with people and agents. And I think she needs to do this for a living. She's really very good at it. She really should.
She should. She found me. So she found me,
exactly.
And we're connecting this morning.
Well, tell us a little bit about foodstalker.com and your blog and how you got involved and some of the crazy stuff you're involved in now.
Well, you can find us at thefoodstalker.com. It's where food and fashion collide. And what I tell folks is, if Anthony Bourdain and Rachel Zoe had a child, it would be me. I can't decide which I love more, so we've combined both of them.
All right.
I'm a creative person, painting, photography, clothing design for a number of years, but of course always had a passion for food and growing up Italian, making the homemade pasta, 100 meatballs on Sunday. So food has always been a passion and a love, and we just launched the exciting Food Stalker blog this past January. And we're just trying to take folks away from the mundane. Come travel with me, go on the zany adventures with me together, uncovering some underground, earthy, hip, cool stories maybe that no one else is covering.
Cool. And you said you started it in January, and I've been reading some of your blog entries, and you've come across, I guess it's kind of taken off maybe even beyond your wildest dreams, some of the crazy, zany things you've already come in contact with, and you want to share any of those things with us, some of your past blog posts?
Sure. Actually, one of the most recent and exciting was Wolfgang Puck.
Right.
And that sort of happened, a lot of hard work, but happened as a fluke. And someone had indicated to me about 3 weeks before, Wolfgang Puck at the Oscars. And I thought, well, hell, let's just pick up the phone and make those calls. And I did, and, got hung up on several times, but I was just determined. And finally got in touch with someone who gave me the clearance to get in and bring a videographer and a photographer. He's just incredible. It was great to be there and see the food that he created for the Oscars, of course. But other posts are just more the zany adventures. Costa Rica, going with my husband on a business trip, laying on a Chase lounge chair for maybe all but 15 minutes to read a magazine, thinking, okay, the stalker girl's got to get in her mode here. Let's grab a camera. Let's go see what we can uncover. And before I knew it, I was back in the kitchen, you know, at a Four Seasons resort, cooking with a Costa Rican chef, out on a 40-foot fishing boat, hauling in gigantic mahi-mahi. You know, and my husband says, my God, Sandy, you know, we're on vacation. You know, can you just give it a rest? But I can't. So no matter where we go, it's inevitable. He knows he's going to lose me to the next story. I'm willing to ditch my husband and wade through the ocean in my Louboutins and go join a band of local fishermen in search of the catch of the day. And he just rolls his eyeballs and says, oh, you know, here we go again.
Well, you got the same philosophy I have. I think one of my favorite sayings is the turtle doesn't get anywhere unless he sticks his neck out. So you got, you know, you sit and read magazines on the beach, you're not going to learn anything and find out anything. So that's the way you got to do it. By the way, too, I want to mention, anyone who's listening, if you'd like to call in and ask Sandy any questions, you can call our number at 714-242-5272, or you can ask, if you're afraid to call in and on the radio, you can ask any questions you may want to on the chat room while we're having our interview. But you're welcome to call in if you want to ask any direct questions or have any questions about our blog. So what do you have planned for the Food Stalker? Are you you mentioned you might want to come out with a Food Stalker sauce. Do you have any other adventures and things that you're going to be taking the website and the blog into different directions and new directions?
Yes, we do. The goal, of course, is television, to turn this into a television show, sort of a female Anthony Bourdain, if you will, that we're not dropping all the F-bombs. Maybe off camera we can. But I feel so strongly that as far as television is concerned, there is a missing link for that sort of edgy, hip, cool female, Anthony
right.
Bourdain. So we're working on sizzle reel treatment and putting some ideas together, which is very, very exciting. And going forward, we've got, oh gosh, in the month of April, a few charity events, Taste of the Nation, which will be at the Montage in Laguna Beach. And we've got red carpet stories coming up. We've got great posts coming up, actually, on Italy, Rome, Naples, Florence, Amalfi Coast. And are you familiar with the Hudson Valley, which is in New Jersey?
No, I'm not. Actually, I've heard of it, but I'm not real familiar with it.
Mm-hmm. It's a great culinary route, and there are wonderful places there. Glenmere Mansion, which has been rated one of the world's number one hideaways, secret hideaways. Bruce Willis was just there having dinner Saturday evening, as a matter of fact.
Who was he hiding from?
Yeah, what was he hiding from? Maybe he just had plastic surgery and he's there recovering. I don't know. But Warwick Winery, oh goodness, lots of old grist mills. De Niro has a couple hundred acre farm out there. So we get out and about, honey. We're out there tooling around to try to uncover these great stories to share with everyone. And I just feel if I want to know, maybe others want to know.
Well, I tell you what, I'm just sitting here thinking, you've got really a tough job. Let's see, you're going to Italy and you're going to all these fancy places. And I don't know, maybe I need to sign up on the Food Stalker. I think you've got a more glamorous job than me sitting by. You know my number.
But you know, the great part about the Food Stalker is that her pendulum swings both ways, okay, honey, because we're down on the farm, we're with the chickens. We went to actually a place called Malibu Farm. Helene Henderson, you have to check her out on the web. She's got a great spot. She does seasonal dinners just a few times a year. Charter Oak Winery up in Napa. We are right out there with the chickens and the cows and the vineyards. So we like to put the rubber boots on and get earthy too.
Hey, we were just corrected. I wasn't. On the chat room, someone said that Hudson Valley is in New York instead of New Jersey. So,
it is New York. I'm sorry. The trip was New Jersey, New York. Let's get our states corrected here. It's a little too early in the morning. It was a New Jersey, New York trip. It is New York. And Warwick Winery is in New York as well.
Well, it sounds like you've got an interesting little setup there. And I think if you do need that assistant, just give me a call.
I can type. Excellent, excellent. And we've got another story is going to be coming up too. Is Kathy Ireland was on the cover of Forbes magazine. Don't know if you saw that recently. She's such a beautiful gal. You remember her on the Sports Illustrated?
Oh, wait a minute. Let me think. I remember.
She was one of the hottest Sports Illustrated gals, but about a week or so ago covered, she does a beautiful line of wedding gowns. So we're doing a little fashion segment, and I went to cover her festival of brides and met Chef Andre, her chef. So we've got lots of exciting things out there in the pipeline that are going to be up and posted very, very shortly.
Great. Now, you're not actually a trained chef. I saw in some of your bio, but how did you actually just become intrigued and interested in the food world?
Correct. I'm not a trained chef. You know, everything that I've been is self-taught, taking some classes, of course. The key thing about the show is it's not, you know, three cloves of garlic and specific, here's a cup of thyme. It's the food stalker making time to catch the next train, plane, or automobile to bring you the exciting story. And food is always the underlying current with most of these stories, sprinkled in with some fashion. Mm-hmm. But no, I'm not a trained chef, just an appreciation.
That's what I always say, that everybody's got to eat, and that's just like why we started this radio show, because we figure if you can boil a hot dog or toast bread, then you're a foodie. So just everybody's got to eat. Hey, and everybody's got to get dressed, too, unless, you know, with the fashion world. So you got
to
cover both
ways. Well, maybe not.
Well,
no,
for the
food,
most part.
Food is a shared experience, and what better way to share it than with the entire world? It's something universal, and it's something we can all talk about.
Exactly.
So love your show for promoting the conversation.
Yeah, we started this with the idea. It's actually branched off. We started off, we were going after sort of the barbecue world and grilling. That's where, of course, Brilliant Ideas. And from there, to be perfectly honest, I got kind of talking about grilling steaks and putting things on the grill. So it branched out, kind of made it a food entertainment type of show, and it's taken off and doing actually pretty well. And so we're hanging in there, and I think as the weeks go by, we're getting more and more followers. So that's the nice thing about it, is once you get a base of people following the show, it's nice to bring them new talent, new entertainment, and make everybody happy.
It's growing organically, and you've got a great host here today and wonderful guests. I see you have Warren Bobrow. Am I pronouncing that? Bobrow.
Well, I'm going to find out when he calls in. I think it's Bobrow, but yes, with Nick Dollar.
Bobrow.
You've
got Larry Vaden, who's a singer today, coming on board after me.
Right.
We
try to juice it up a little bit, and of course on Friday nights you never know what we're going to do. I do have a question for you before we let you go. I usually ask a question on these shows and sometimes catch people off guard, but we know you're a big foodie and travel into fashion, but is there some secret talent, something you do on that people may not know much about? Like, are you a singer? Do you play the banjo, play the spoons, or something like that?
I play the spoons. Oh, my goodness. Well, a painter, photography.
Okay.
But being a creative person, I think that with the blog, that all comes into play. I'll tell you, these blogs are a lot of work, honey. They really are. All the writing and editing and the photography and the images, the video, it's very exciting to learn a little bit about each, you know, specific piece of the blog.
Like
my poor husband says he's lost me to the blog, though.
Well, like I said earlier, I can type, and that's my whole problem, but I use one finger on each hand, and just putting together our show and gathering information and putting it on for each week, it is a lot of work. And then we throw a blog in. I was doing a blog, and it just gets to be where all you're doing is looking at a screen every day, 24/7. So it is a lot of work, but we do appreciate what you do, because anybody who's listening, make sure you do check out Sandy's blog. And I've got a link here on our website here that all you have to do is click and go over to her blog, and it's the Food Stalker.
It's thefoodstalker.com. That's
okay.
Where you can find us, and we'll bring you, I promise to keep you all well informed. I've got a little badge in my wallet, and I'll just flash that whenever I go stalking a chef, or when I go somewhere, I have my little derby hat on, and I'll flash them that badge, and I'm in.
Well, great. Keep up the good work, and we thank you for coming on our show this morning, sharing, and we'd like to have you on later sometime and maybe tell some more of the adventures you come across as you travel around the world stalking people.
Great. And thanks to all the just Facebook and this whole wonderful land of technology that's keeping us connected and making great friends around the world that we never would normally make. And I'm just so appreciative for all the love and support and everyone reaching out. And it's a wonderful community that we've built. And it's the circle, and we're all helping each other. And that's very cool.
Yes, it is. Well, thank you very much for coming on today.
Have a delicious weekend. Thanks for having me on the show.
You too. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
And that was Sandy Ward, the Food Stalker. Everybody check out her website, foodstalker.com, and her blog. It's her stories are interesting and always have an interesting little twist to them that will make you laugh, and you'll also learn something along the way. And we are going to be moving forward here. Our next guest, as we mentioned, is a mixologist, and his name is Warren Bobro, and we're going to take a brief break, and I think this song is probably maybe appropriate. I hope Warren doesn't mind, but it kind of goes along with what our next story is going to be. So everybody hang tight. We'll be back with Warren in about 2.5 minutes. We'll take a little break. We'll be back shortly.
Look too clear. So barmaid, bring a pitcher, another round of brew. Honey, why don't we get drunk and screw? Why don't we get drunk and screw? Thank you.
There you go. That's an appropriate song, I think, for our next guest. Getting everybody in the mood a little bit for drinking, of course. And we'd like to welcome to our show Warren Bobro. Good morning, Warren.
Good morning. That is a very appropriate song, actually. I'm not upset at all.
Well, I was trying to find a drinking song, and that was the closest I had. So we had to get everybody in the mood of thinking about mixed drinks and things. So welcome to the show.
Hey, I'm really appreciative that you had me on. So let's go forward. I'm really excited. I got a lot of things on my menu here.
All right. Well, I tell you what, I just want to find out all about you. And this is your, as they say, 15 minutes of fame on the Brilliant Ideas radio show. Tell us a little bit about Warren and what you're doing in the mixology world.
Well, I'm new to this, and those who have been following along with me for a little while know that I've only been writing about cocktails and creating mixed drinks for a little over 2 years now. I came out of the corporate world doing a job that I absolutely hated. I was working in private banking as an executive assistant. By 9 a.m. in the morning, you could pour the water out of my shoes. I was so upset. And I did it for 20 years. So I finally got the chance to reinvent myself through some help from my wife. She pushed me forward and said, why don't you do what you love? So I took some classes at the New School in New York City, as well as the French Culinary Institute in food writing. And I reinvented myself as a world-famous food writer. And that's
great.
Where I was at until I caught the cocktail bug.
Yeah, because you were – now, are you still involved? You're actually at Wild River Review and doing that as a writer?
Absolutely. Wild River Review is a 501c3 not-for-profit literary magazine out of Princeton, New Jersey. And I am their editor of food, cocktail culture, and travel.
Okay. And then that's how then from there.
I'm sorry.
Is that the website you have? Is that thecocktailwhisperer.com?
Cocktail Whisperer is a place where you can find all the writing that I do for Williams Sonoma and Foodista, and I could go on and on. I publish in about 3 or 4 dozen magazines on a monthly basis and some on a daily basis.
Okay. Yeah, in fact, those that are listening, if you are looking on our website, I've got the links for the Wild River Review, Wild Table, and also the cocktailwhisper.com. Did you say there's another website you also have, Warren?
No, it's just the two. It's Wild River Review, Wild Table, and Cocktail Whisperer, although you can find my work. I'm on the masthead of the Williams-Sonoma Blender blog. As well as on the masthead of Foodista. And Foodista is out of Seattle, and Williams-Sonoma, of course, is out of San Francisco.
All right. I have to tell you, I was watching some of your videos. You forwarded one to me, and that's also a unique, interesting way of showing people how to mix drinks and do things. And is that something that you're continuing, like on YouTube?
I would like to do more of it. I'm waiting for my director to get back in touch with me to see. We have probably 20 shows taped, and I want to see them put up. What that has led to, which is a nice segue, is the International Food Bloggers Conference, which is coming up in August up in Portland, Oregon. I'm leading a roundtable on demystifying cocktails for home mixology.
Okay.
So I would say it's cocktail making for dummies, if anything. That anyone
that's me.
Well, anyone can be as dangerous as their own bartender with better ingredients and hopefully higher quality liquors that you control the cost yourself.
Well, talking about segues, let's talk about that. I'm a guy who basically grabs whatever is in the refrigerator when we got guests over and want to give them something to drink, and it's usually boils down to a dash of this and a dash of that and a stir, and it becomes a drink. But somebody who's not really a quote-unquote mixologist, what's some of the best drinks that people can put together for friends that are simple but yet delicious?
Well, I have an idea. Williams-Sonoma I'm on their culinary team in Short Hills, New Jersey. And
okay.
I try to teach people to do with what the space that they have. So if you have a tiny little backyard, plant some fresh herbs for yourself, and you can use those in your cocktails. Maybe some lemon thyme, maybe some Thai basil, maybe some fresh mint, so you can make some mint juleps.
Okay.
One of the things that I've prepared a recipe that I just created a couple minutes ago involves a product from Portland, Oregon that I tasted the other day. It's called Aviation Gin. And it's a marvelous botanical gin, and I mean by botanical, it has more of a floral element to it as opposed to some of the London Dry gins, which don't taste very much more than vodka. In other words, they're very flavorless. So what I would suggest, and this is something that anyone can do, right now the blood oranges are absolutely spectacular. It's the end of the season. They're bursting with juice. I say make some, slice some rounds of blood oranges and grill them in a like a cast iron grill pan, or if you're outside in the backyard and you have your grill turned on, grill a couple slices of blood oranges. Now what happens when you grill your blood oranges is all those natural sugars come out and they get a little caramelized. So you take the blood oranges off the grill and you put them in a cocktail glass with a shot or two of the Aviation Gin. I also call for a product called Royal Rose. You can buy the Royal Rose syrups. They're simple syrups in any Williams-Sonoma.
Right.
I use the cardamom clove syrup. I also use a couple drops of the Bitter End Thai bitters. These are cocktail bitters that have a certain amount of heat to them. And if, you know, I'll put up the Bitter End website and the Royal Rose website.
Okay.
And put them into a cocktail mixer and kind of muddle it around with the back of a wooden spoon until it gets kind of juicy and there's that beautiful aromatics from the oranges come up and the beautiful flavors and the scents of the gin. And add a couple of ice cubes to it that you made from coconut water or regular water, whatever you have. Shake it up and pour it in a glass. Anyone can do that. It is not sophisticated stuff. There are no specific techniques. It's just muddling the oranges, adding the gin, adding a little simple syrup, some bitters. You can even use Angostura bitters if you don't have the Bitter End Thai bitters. Shake it up, put it in a glass, and top it off with seltzer water. How much easier can you get?
Very simple. It's like shaken, not stirred.
Well, I like to stir, too. In fact, there's nothing that I like more than a glass of gin with an ice cube and just stir it. Why add anything more to it?
I have to tell you, if like for a guy who's not real good at making drinks and all, your video series, and I'll just make the comment from someone who watched the video that you really should pursue that, because it's sort of like a simple how-to to do exactly what you just described. And I was intrigued. They actually tried out. It was a hot butter rum video that I had watched that you had posted. You should do more of those, just for my opinion, because most of us out there see all the fancy bartenders doing these fancy drinks, and they're not as difficult as they make them seem to be. And if you have like a how-to video way of doing it, it makes it simple for a guy like myself.
Well, I think what a lot of these guys do is they over-intellectualize it, guys and girls.
Yes.
They over-intellectualize it, and they make it something that's exclusive rather than inclusive. And, you know, as I said, I'm very new to this. I'm a trained chef, I must say. I went to Johnson & Wales, did the ACF apprenticeship program. So I have very much of a saucier culinary background. And that teaches me about flavor, and it teaches me about the things that make people smile. And it teaches me about simplicity. I mean, I don't do what's called, you know, garbage pail cooking, where you open up the refrigerator and find 12 ingredients that are all on the verge of going bad and put it all in a dish. And I'm supposed to be impressed by that. And I had a recent meal. You know.
Hey, Warren, have you been to my house? That's exactly how
I just like to say I had a recent meal at a restaurant that should know better, and they tried to impress me with garbage pail cooking. And, we'll leave the recipe out.
No, I hear you. No, it's very interesting, the mixology, and I've actually at one time dreamed of being a bartender, but I think it was just because of the hot chicks instead of making the drinks behind the bar. But it's very intriguing to someone like myself who doesn't know a whole lot about it. And by the way, to mention again, for those people who may be just tuning in, you can find all this information about Warren and his mixology on his website. Just, you can go to wildriverreview.com/wildtable or cocktailwhisperer.com and find out more about what's going on. Now, Warren, since we know you have chef experience and background and you're a mixologist, you heard me ask the question to Sandy. It's the question I like to ask everybody who comes on the show. Tell us something about Warren that nobody else knows, about special talent, might be sing, dance, do anything like that. Is there something that people may not know about you that you have hidden in your closet?
Yeah, this is something that, you know, it has gotten a little bit of airplay, but most, I would say 99% of the people who are out there probably don't know this about me. I go to the event known as Tales of the Cocktail down in New Orleans.
Okay.
Faithfully, I went last year. This year is going to be the 10th anniversary. And I'm the on-whiskey columnist for a magazine down in New Orleans at the Museum of the American Cocktail, known as Okra, O-K-R-A magazine. And
okay.
The kind people at Okra magazine let me know that I was nominated for the Spirited Award at Tales of the Cocktail for cocktail writing.
Wow.
And this is quite an honor. I mean, I'm hoping that maybe there's that one person out there who's listening today who says that this person quite possibly has some talent and quite possibly would love to talk about doing a book. And yes, I'm great on TV. I have a film background, television background, and I'd love to be on television. But really what I do very, very well is communicate to each person in the room. So, with that said, something that someone doesn't know about me,
right.
April 5th, I'll be down in Washington, D.C., doing a roundtable at the USA Today headquarters with a gal named Jennifer Abernathy, and she's a hot shot, you know, social media marketing wizard, and she asked me to speak on behalf of being a cocktail whisperer, and she's opening with the piece, the Rhonda Jeremy Rum, Hot Buttered Rum piece.
Ah,
so that's how I'll be introduced to 500 people. So no one knows that about me. But there you have it.
And that's April 5th?
April 5th, yes. And I've put the information up on Facebook if prior, but I'm going to do it again, and I'll put it up on your website.
And that's something I failed to mention, too. You can find Warren on Facebook, like most of us. That's how we're all kind of getting in touch with each other and using social network. But Warren has a page there where you can go to, and then there's links from Warren's page to the other we've been talking about. And Warren, I think you're on break at present time, and I don't want to hold you up, but we wanted to thank you for coming on the show. Is there anything else you wanted to add before we let you go?
Yeah, I'm going to give you one more secret, and I kind of alluded to it in the aviation gin cocktail recipe, but I want people to feel that they can make ice out of different ingredients. So experiment with your ice and go to Whole Foods or wherever you can get some coconut water and put that in an ice cube tray. And the next time you make yourself a mint julep, use white rum, coconut water ice, and fresh mint. And you'll have something, you'll be an expert, and you'll make everyone look like, you'll make yourself look dangerous. And you'll make everyone think that you know more than you do, because that's the whole
idea. Excellent. So just put the coconut right in the ice. And then you have the coconut ice. Interesting.
Coconut water, which is in a little plastic container, cardboard container, and you freeze it into an ice cube tray overnight. And then when you make your mint julep, use the coconut water ice. You're not going to be using bourbon. You're going to be using white rum, and you're going to be using fresh mint and, like, sugar in the raw. Muddle that mint with the sugar. Crush up the coconut water ice. Add your white rum. There's your mint julep.
Great. Well, we do thank you for taking time to be on the show today, and good luck there on your adventures in the mixology world. And it looks like you're off to a good start. And you get those videos going, keep us posted, too, so we can let everybody know about your series and the things that are going on and your writings. And you're welcome to come on again sometime and tell us more about the mixology world.
Thank you so very, very much. It's been an honor.
Thank you, Warren. You take care and have a nice day.
Okay, cheers.
And there you go, Warren Bobrow. Check out his websites and find out more about easy ways to make special drinks for your guests. And we're going to be going next to our singer, who will be Larry Vaden, who's coming on our show. I'm going to take a short break here, play one of Larry's songs, Trail of Tears, and we'll be back in about 3 minutes or so to bring on Larry and have a little chat with Larry. So everybody hang tight. This is Brilliant Ideas Radio, and we'll be back shortly. Welcome back to Brilliant Ideas Radio. We thank you for tuning in with us today. And if I have got all the buttons pushed here right, since I'm flying by myself here today, we should have Larry Vaden on the show with us here. Larry, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So you found us. Where are you calling from, as a matter of fact? I don't even know where you're calling from today.
Muscle Shoals, Alabama.
Alabama. So how's it going in Alabama? And welcome to the show.
Getting hot and raining.
How's
well, Larry,
it
going in California?
It's actually raining here, and of course it never rains in Southern California. But this morning we got a misty rain going on, and a little on the chilly side. But I guess we can't complain because about 300 and 30 days out of the year we have sunshine, so I guess we can't say too much.
Well,
so tell us a little bit about Larry. How did Larry get involved in the music world, and how long you've been singing, and what you up to there in Alabama?
Well, I guess it started back, I guess, when I was younger, when my mom and them got me growing up on Lynyrd Skynyrd and stuff like that, and it got to the point when I was, I guess, 4 or 5, they noticed I was starting to bang on pots and pans and trying to be a drummer, and then my dad bought me a guitar, and then after that, it just kind of took off. I started playing, and then I put it down for a little while, and then I picked it back up when I was about 17 or 18, and I called it a bedroom rock star for a couple of years. Then everybody tells them, Larry, why don't you just try to get up and try to, you know, do it in public? And I was like, no, I can't do that. So then I had to start having the liquid encouragement, as I call it, when I got old enough. And then after that, man, I started writing music and stuff. And this is for, I guess, past 2 years, I've been playing locally a lot, from Muscle Shoals to Huntsville to Tennessee and all that. And it's been picking up. And then I got with Amanda Moore with PR Synchronicity. And
right.
She's been trying to push me along a lot. She's doing a great job. I'm really impressed with her. She's doing good for me.
Well, I was wondering now, would you call your music, are you country, or what would you call your style of music?
Well, I call it Southern rock, but
Southern rock, country, okay.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at some of today's country, I mean, you see Lynyrd Skynyrd stuff on country now. It's like everything went from Southern rock to all country now.
That's true. It's all combined, kind of all in one big pot now. They just kind of stir it all together. But yeah, you're right. You're more like Lynyrd Skynyrd, that type of music. And you say you're playing locally. What do you play, like local venues, like festivals and things, or are you in the bar scene?
I do. Well, I do a lot of benefits because I love playing music, and it ain't all about the money. I mean, don't get me wrong. If I could make it famous and make a lot of money, I would. But I mean, I love playing music. But if I can go out there and play a benefit, like last night I did a benefit for a little 14-year-old girl last week. She got murdered, and I was raised up around her family all my life. So you know, the only thing I need to do, I had a benefit for last night. I raised a bunch of money for her, and that's kind of priceless, because you just can't, you know, money can, you cannot buy that. When you can help somebody, you know, that touches them better than anything.
Ain't that the truth?
And I enjoy doing it. I mean, when I'm up there and I'm out there doing something good for a family or somebody that's sick that's got cancer or something, I mean, that's about the biggest high you can get.
Amen to that. I tip my hat to you, because there's a lot of people in the singing world who, everybody, you know, a lot of people with talent that don't get recognized, and the fact that you're using your talent for good things, that's excellent. And yeah, I think you'll go places, you know, you're on your wildest dreams and not even know it, because how the old saying, what goes around comes around. So that's excellent that you're out there doing benefits and things for people. And by the way, too, I want to mention, you have a Facebook page, and I've listed that on our website, that people can click on the link and go to your Facebook page. But if people wanted to actually go out and you've got some CDs, right, presently?
Yeah, I got some CDs made up.
Where can they find your CDs if they want to go and purchase a CD?
Either they can get me in touch on Facebook, or I'm fixing to put them on my Reverb Nation page.
Okay.
I got shirts and everything on there. And then
okay.
I got a band now. I put a band together. We call ourselves Still Outlaw, just because we do anything from my music to Lynyrd Skynyrd to Bon Jovi to Journey. I mean, we try to mix it up to anything, any kind of genre that we can go out there and we can please anybody from the age of 18 to 65. I mean, we even do some old soul man music. I mean, anything to get people up the stairs and dancing. And everybody gets
great.
A kick out of me. When I'm up on stage, I drink out of a gallon gas can or 2 gallon gas can. And they go, what the heck are you doing? And I said, man, it's just putting on a show. And everybody asks me what it is. And it's usually water, but I tell them it's Tennessee moonshine, just for kind of, it's just a little nivety thing I like doing, and it gets everybody into it. So.
Great. What I'm going to do is, for our listeners, I'm going to play another one of your songs, the song Simple Man. And then we'll come back, and I'll give you a chance to think about it. Since this is a food show,
be thinking about while we're playing your song. Tell me a little bit about, do you do some barbecuing, and tell us a little bit about maybe some things you might have that you do on the side on weekends and stuff when it comes to cooking, because as I always say, everybody's got to eat and everybody's got to cook something. So I'm going to play your song, Simple Man, and we'll come back and chat for a few minutes. For those listening, this is Larry Vaden and his song, Simple Man.
Well, Mama told me when I was young, come sit beside me, my only son, and listen closely to what I say. And if you do this, it'll help you some sunny day. Well, take your time, don't live too fast. Troubles will come and they will pass. Go find a woman, oh baby, and you'll find love. And don't forget, son, there is someone up above. And be a simple kind of man. Be something you love and understand. And be a simple kind of man. But won't you do this for me, son? Your lust for rich man's gold, all that you need is in your soul, and you can do this, oh baby, if you just try. All that I want for you, my son, is to be satisfied. And be a simple kind of man. Will be something you love and understand. And be a simple kind of man. But won't you do this for me, son? Don't you worry, you'll find yourself. Follow your heart and nothing else. And you can do this, oh baby, if you just try. All that I want for you, my son, is to be satisfied and be a simple kind of man. Be something you love and understand. And be a simple kind of man. Won't you do this for me, son? Simple kind of man.
is Larry Vaden, Simple Man. Good stuff, Larry.
Thank you.
Who actually sang that song originally?
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
That wasn't Lynyrd Skynyrd, so I thought so. I was going to say Lynyrd Skynyrd, but I wasn't sure. That's very, very good. Now, do you actually do some writing of your own songs?
Yeah. I think on my CD, out of the eight, six of them I wrote. I did a couple covers. I tried to do a lot of my original stuff.
All right, and then they can find that on your actual CD. So when I went to the break and listened to your song, I asked you, are you a foodie, or do you do any cooking or grilling out there in Alabama?
Oh, man, in the South, I think that's all we do is grill, especially in the summertime. I mean, it's a holiday. It's an every weekend thing. When everybody gets off work the weekend, it is grilling time.
Amen to that. Hey, I like that. So what's some of your favorite things to grill on the barbecue?
Oh, man, ribs. Like last 4th of July, we had a big – I got the chief of police right here. He gave me a thing where I could set up a kind of a neighborhood that I grew up in. I kind of did a little concert out here, and I think we grilled 20-something racks of ribs, two Boston buds, all kind of hamburgers, hot dogs, chicken. Kind of told the neighborhood to come up here and eat, and I just did it just to – where everybody can kind of enjoy the 4th of July, and then after that I shot fireworks. So that's where the families could all get together and everybody could have a good time.
Sounds like a little rib picking, grinning, and singing all in one, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, well, the best thing I like to cook is country-style ribs and chicken and Boston butts, I guess.
Yeah, I'm a big Boston butt guy, too. That's something that a lot of people don't do a whole lot of around here in California. In California, they're afraid of charcoal to begin with. So I'm a country boy from the South, so I yank out the barbecue, and all the neighbors, they all stick their head out to smell the smoke. But, you don't see a lot of that going on in California, but that's a big deal in the South.
Oh, yeah, and the long times we're usually cooking deer meat, too, and that's a big thing in the South, too, is deer meat.
Yep.
Like, everybody, if you got it, you better have plenty of it, because everybody's going to eat it up. There'll be some Boston butt and stuff left, but there won't be no deer meat left.
Well, we thank you for coming on the show today, and this all proves to me that no matter, even though we're supposed to be a foodie show, we can have all kinds of entertainment. Everybody does something when it comes to food, because everybody's got to eat, and everybody likes to cook something, but you keep cooking out there with your music too, and keep us posted with your as things progress and move along, and maybe we can have you on our show again sometime.
Oh, man, I will, man. I really do appreciate it, man, and I hope the people in California like my music, man. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day and your show to talk with a Southern boy down from Alabama.
Well, we thank you, and you're welcome to come on anytime, and I'll make sure everybody goes check out your music and your link and come see us again sometime.
I will, man. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Take care. And that was Larry Vaden. You guys check out him on Facebook and also Reverb Nation. You can find his music, and really nice, super guy. Give him a shout out, and also check out his music, buy some of his CDs, and we like having guests like Larry on, because we find there's lots of talented people out there, and I guess we're kind of like a miniature American Idol show, where we hope that we find talent that people don't really know about, but give them a chance to come on, talk about their music, and you guys get to enjoy their tunes at the same time. And speaking of barbecue, since Larry mentioned barbecue, we're going to take another break, and I'm going to play one of my favorite songs called Mississippi Barbecue, and then we'll be coming back here in about 3 minutes with our last guest. So everybody hang in there with Grillion Ideas Radio. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
The pot is on and the coast is clear. Put on some beans, put on some blues, having a Mississippi barbecue. Want all the neighbors. two cases of Bud and a 12-pack of Coors, a roll of duct tape to fit the back door, more paper towels just to clean up the floor. Want all the neighbors, tie up the dog.
Pretty good show this morning. We appreciate and thank those guests so far, the Sandy Ward, the Food Stalker, Warren Bobro and his mixology, and Larry Vaden and his special music, country/country rock type music, and it's all been really good so far. And we're supposed to have our next guest on here. It's Michelle Gill, and it looks like she's right now we're not getting her on the line. But so while we're waiting, I wanted to mention that everybody who's listening and who's been supporting the show, the next week we've got another list of great people. We actually have our normal folks coming on. Well, I guess I call them normal. But our segments, we got Kitty Cat coming on next Saturday, talking about Easter desserts. We got Tara Tinsley coming on and talking about her club scene report in San Francisco and the things that are going on in Easter. And speaking of Tara Tinsley, for those who listen to our Friday night show, Tara is going to be doing a special for us. Since the Friday night show is kind of a crazy show anyway, but Tara is going to be going out doing a special for us, kind of like Art Linkletter show where kids say the darndest things. Well, our little bit's going to be drunks say the darndest things, and so she's be going out in the club scene interviewing people that may be participating in some firewater, and it should be an interesting little bit that we'll be putting together in the next coming weeks. Also, we're going to have Frank Constantino he's a singer. We got Lathan Moore coming on. He's a great country music singer. He's coming on April 13th. And the list goes on and on. We've even got someone coming on later in April who was actually on Shark Tank, the show Shark Tank, if you guys watch those on Friday night. And I'm sure you actually watch Shark Tank and then you flip over immediately to our show. But she's coming on. She has a product called Grill Charms. And Grill Charms are a very interesting little product that she introduced on Shark Tank, and she has done very well. So we've got a slam-packed group of people coming on. We appreciate everybody participating and coming to our show each week. And we will continue doing this as long as you want us to, and I guess based on the numbers, you still want us to. And I actually have tried to stall as much as I can for our next guest, but it does not look like she is going to be coming on. She was kind of a short-notice guest, so maybe things didn't work out for her schedule, so we'll have Michelle on some other time. And what I'm going to do is probably go ahead and move forward here, and we're going to be ending the show early. If you guys also want to just mention, if you have any topics that you would like us to talk about on the show or guests, please feel free to contact us. Through Facebook, you can contact me, you can contact Crispy, or also Sunblessed Carol, Sunblessed Orchards. Let us know if you'd like to be on the show. If there's things you would like to us to talk about, please drop us a note, and we'll certainly try to get them on the show in the coming months. Right now, we've got things in May that we're getting lined up, so if you'd like to be a guest, talk about your products, have stories to tell, or just want us to talk about something, let us know. And on that note,
Since our guest is not showing up, we're going to call it a day. We thank you for listening to Brilliant Ideas Radio. We want you to come back every Saturday. Check us out at same time, same place, same channel, and Friday nights with our grills gone wild. Everybody out there, have a wonderful weekend. Get out and grill something or cook something, boil a hot dog, toast some bread, do something in the foodie world, and we will be back here next week. You guys take care. Have a nice weekend. And see you then.
Is your website missing that extra zing? Do you need a radio commercial? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then I can help you. Hello, I'm Christopher Trimble, and I am a voiceover artist. I offer these great services: website intros, corporate presentations, audiobooks, radio commercials, and much, much more. Check out my site, www.christophertrimble.com, or you can call 407-556-5506. Once again, that phone number is 407-556-5506. Making noise since 19... 19- High Roller Vodka is the world's first and only premium vodka made from sweet potatoes. In 2011, High Roller Vodka won the Double Gold San Francisco World Spirits Competition. High Roller Vodka is made with carefully selected California-grown sweet potatoes distilled by hand in a process which creates a sophisticated, unique, elegant, smooth vodka. Life's a gamble. Your vodka shouldn't be. For more information, check out www.highrollerspirits.com.